Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Haqqi Zawji ala al-Mar'ati, the chapter on the rights of a husband over his wife. Qala ta'ala, al-rijalu qawwamuna ala al-nisa'i bima faddala Allahu ba'dahum ala ba'din wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim, fas-salihatu qanitatun hafidhatu lil-ghaybi bima hafidha Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that men have been made guardians, made in charge of women, because one is the virtue that Allah Ta'ala has given to some of you over the others. In other words, this was the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whether it makes sense or not, it is a decision. بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Allah Ta'ala wanted to give certain of you virtues over the other. So this was the decision of Allah. The hikmat of Allah, sometimes we understand, sometimes we don't understand. But definitely whatever Allah Ta'ala does, there's hikmat. Why we got five fingers and not six fingers? This is the hikmat, knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made our mouth and our nose in front and not in the back? That's the decision of Allah Ta'ala. So whatever Allah Ta'ala does is His decision. We accept it and we move with it. So the first thing is, bima faddala Allah, the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wanted to make some of you more virtuous than others. Allah, and then thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, because of the virtue that Allah Ta'ala has given to some of you over others. And the second is, وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, and because of what they spend from their wealth. Because of what they spend from their wealth. Look at these words. And what referring to the men? Allah Ta'ala is saying, الرجال, the men are made guardians over the woman. First reason why is because Allah Ta'ala's virtue. Second reason is because the men spend on the woman. Not that the women go out and they start spending on the men, or they start spending on themselves. Allah Ta'ala is saying, because the men spend on the women, thereafter the last part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ. That so the virtuous women are the obedient, and in the husband's absence, they protect that which Allah Ta'ala has protected. So they look after themselves, and they protect themselves also. They protect their deen, they protect the wealth of the husband, etc. Today we'll do two ahadith and then we'll explain, inshallah, the understanding of these beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا دَعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَتَهُ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ فَلَمْ تَأْتِهِ فَبَاتَ غَضْبَانَ عَلَيْهَا وَلَعَنَتْهَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُمَا, إِذَا بَادَتِ الْمَرْأَةُ هَاجِرَةً فِرَاشَ زَوْجِهَا لَعَنَتْهَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ يَدْعُو إِمْرَأَتَهُ إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ فَتَأْبَى عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَانَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ سَاخِطًا عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى يَرْضَى عَنْهَا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أيضا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, لا يحل لامرأة أن تصوم وزوجها شاهد إلا بإذنه, وزوجها شاهد إلا بإذنه, ولا تأذن في بيته إلا بإذنه. حق متفق عليه. These two hadiths, to understand the context of this hadith, of the meanings of these hadiths, we must understand that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to us as a complete guide, complete teacher, complete guide. Every aspect of deen is shown to us. From the time the child is born, actually before the child is born, what du'as are to be read, when the child is born, how to treat the child, what to do. Everything is shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many things, from tahniq to giving azan in the ear, from naming the child, from aqiqah. Everything is shown to us in the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there isn't any aspect that has been left out. This is the beauty of our deen. Every aspect is left out. In fact, some people came and to make a mockery of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. So they told him that عَلَّمَكُمْ نَبِيُّكُمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْخِرَاءَ. Your Nabi has taught you, in other words, in a mocking way, your Nabi has taught you everything to such an extent that even taught you how to go toilet. Because for them that was like unbelievable, that the Nabi is going to come and teach you to do something that's so normal. To go toilet is a normal thing. They never have any adab. They will do it like how you find our people, anyhow going to the toilet. You mean your Nabi taught you everything, even how to go toilet? They were trying to mock at him to say that, what the thing that he's even teaching you how to go toilet. So Hazrat Salman Farsi didn't suddenly get worried, or he didn't go on to the defensive like how sometimes it happens when people mock Islam. He says, Ajal, immediately he said, yes, And then he explains how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to go toilet, and how he taught us to make istinja, what we must use to make istinja, how many times we should use, what we shouldn't be using for istinja. He explained to them all these things. In other words, we're not shy, we're actually happy that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us every aspect of deen. He didn't leave anything out. Complete, total deen he has brought and he showed to us. So to understand that all these hadiths we are doing up till today, we are doing that how to treat a woman kindly, the rights of the woman, how to live with her, everything, so many different hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought the rights of the husband and what rights he enjoys. So understanding this in perspective, unfortunately, because we are living in a society where the feminism or feminist lobby is so strong that people all the time are looking in the hadith to find faults with Islam, looking in the Quran ayats to find faults with Islam. Islam is perfect. On one side, taught to treat the woman kindly, take care of them, understand that they are the weaker sex. Allah Ta'ala has made them like that. You won't find in a football team men versus women. You won't find that. Why? Because they are understood to be a different league. In that situation, they don't say that they are equal. In a rugby match, they don't say that men and women are equal. You can verse a rugby team, or in a race, men and women was raced together. They say, no, they are weaker, so they have to have a separate league. But somehow, in everything else, they are expected to be the same. This is unfair. Allah Ta'ala has made them differently, so therefore they are different. So anyway, in these ahadiths that we are going to do, these two ahadiths we do today, is Allah Ta'ala is showing that He has created some rights also for the husband. The husband has been created differently. His needs are different. His rights are different. So how should a woman respond to whatever need the husband has? Even Islam has showed us that. So understanding that, then a person won't be able to point any fingers on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually understand the beauty of Islam, that even this aspect of deen direction is given, how a person should live his life. So anyway, this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when a husband calls his wife to bed, and she does not come to him, and he spends the night angry with her, the angels curse her until the morning. That was to show us that this is something that is serious. Another narration of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif has that when a woman spends the night forsaking her husband's bed, the angels curse her until the morning. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I take an oath in the name of that being in whose control is my life. When a man calls his wife to his bed and she refuses him, the being who is in the heaven is angry with her until the husband becomes pleased with her. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not lawful for a woman to keep a fast when a husband is present without her seeking his permission, nor can she permit anyone to enter his home without his permission. So we find the beauty of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It understands that how a person's makeup is, how a person thinks. On one side, you've got the potential of abuse. There can be major abuse where the woman now becomes rebellious, the person now gets upset, he gets angry. He can cause problems. So before all that, any problems can come, tell the woman that this is the right that Allah Ta'ala has given the husband. She should fulfill it. Ulama explained that the person shouldn't be such that he abuses the wife in any way. He shouldn't be harmed. Sometimes people, unfortunately, they'll take a hadith like this and then they'll show the wife. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that deen is complete. In every aspect, if a man is fulfilling the right of his wife, Allah Ta'ala makes it such on her own. She will also want to fulfill the rights of the husband. So it's a two-way traffic. The man fulfills all the rights of the woman. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that she will also fulfill the rights of the husband. So that is the beauty aspect of our deen. Everything is shown to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.